Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Stop in for amazing deals during Menards Crazy Day Sale. Going on now. Save $60 on a 1900 PSI electric pressure washer. Just $88.99. Keep pests at bay with Skinsations Insect Repellent, free after rebate. Look stylish with Ralph Lauren t-shirts, just $7.77 each. Save big on a six-panel bright white door, only $55 after rebate. Don't miss Menards Crazy Days sale. With prices so low, they're crazy. Hurry, sale ends Sunday.
Save big money at Menards.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. As the Cubs head towards July, holding one of the two National League wildcard spots, Theo Epstein says Cubs want to add to the roster, but won't mortgage the future to do it.
You can't take any opportunity to win for granted. You have to seize the moment. At the same time, I think we're cognizant of the fact that one of the primary reasons why we have a team that's in contention right now is because a healthy organization has been built. And so you want to maintain that. You know, I think that's one of the things that's made us good this year, and I think it's going to continue to make us good for years to come if we maintain a really healthy organization.
Epstein's Cubs now 8 over .500. That's the high watermark for the season. Cubs will host the Dodgers again tonight, the second of four. Jason Hamill facing Zach Greinke. Meantime, the White Sox could be looking at selling off parts by the time the trade deadline rolls around. Sox now 9 games under .500 after a blowout loss last night, and their offense has scored 3 runs or fewer in each of their last 9 games. That's their worst streak of offensive utility since 1976. Jeff Samardzija, Mike Pelfrey meet on the mound tonight, pregame at 6:35. But one bright spot for the Sox last night, that was Carson Fulmer, top draft pick, through 7 2/3 innings without allowing a run in Vanderbilt's 5-1 win over Virginia at the College World Series. Hockey, the salary cap for next year set at $71.4 million, which means Blackhawks will have to part ways with some of the players who helped them win the Stanley Cup to stay under the cap. Blackhawks radio analyst Troy Murray on how this year's purge compares to 2010.
In 2010, the team was cut in half, basically. I think 10 guys left that year. Same thing in 13. You lose some key pieces. This year's going to be a little bit different because you're going to lose a significant member of the core group of guys just because of the salary cap restrictions that they have right now in the organization.
And the NHL draft is Friday night, but the NBA draft, that's Thursday night. Bulls have the 22nd pick in the first round. Tom Brady's appeal hearing in New York wrapping up in the next few hours. Patriots quarterback speaking with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and league officials about the penalty for his alleged role in Deflategate. And former Illinois coaching great Lou Henson has been hospitalized with a weakened immune system. The 83-year-old set to be inducted to the Basketball Hall of Fame this fall. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Skokie Sports Park, a top 50 golf range in the nation. And join 670 The Score's Chris Tannehill at the Sprint Store in Evergreen Park Sunday for a Sprint appearance. Enter for your chance to win great prizes, brought to you by Sprint. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score tonight, 6:35. White Sox visit the Twins on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
The people asking, when's Gary Player coming on? It's not happening every day, folks. We wish it could.
Once a week?
We wish it would. But it's, yeah. I'd be happy to have him once a week.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he'd be appointment radio. Let's bump Joe Madden, who joined us Tuesday at noon, as he always does.
He's all right.
He's cool. Scott Miller from Bleacher Report, talking some baseball, some trade deadlines, some Pete Rose, and Casey Johnson from the Chicago Tribune on the Bulls and the upcoming draft.
Talk about the boom.
Mm-hmm. Put a foot in your ass. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, tremendous job, man. And Rick Camp, thank you so much for the help. And I loved him taking a bow.
Yeah, took a lap. And he's like, I did pull that.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about it.
Listen, man, you don't get a lot of, you don't get a lot of applause in these hallways.
It's
so
true.
You got to snatch it every
take
once
it when
in
you
a while.
Get it. Brian Gertsch does the video.
Yasiel Camp.
he did like a cart flip.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Brian Gertsch does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Jordan Bernfield had our updates. Thank you, JB. Yes, tomorrow, sir. Mike Florio and Steve Stone. I am off the rest of the week. You Spiegel haters, you enjoy yourself.
Oh, cut it out.
Nobody Wednesday to Friday.
Sit down, Shepkowski. Stop celebrating. Yeah.
Lawrence Holmes will be sitting in for me tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, taking a few days off.
Yeah, so, and we got some short shows, too. So, Wednesday and Thursday are short shows.
I made a terrible mistake. Taking days off.
Stay
I blew
for
it.
For the short shows.
Yes, you do.
No, those are the days you want to be
I
off.
I want, yeah. No.
Because you don't spend like an hour
that
here.
That was poor planning on your part,
right?
Spiegel.
No, man, I get credit for a full day, and I'd only work like 2 hours
exactly.
Or something like that.
Yeah,
I blew
that was
it.
Just poor
Rosner?
Planning.
You
yeah.
blew
I'm an
it.
Amateur.
Yeah, no, you're not an amateur. So, yeah, Lawrence will be in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll be talking some pre-draft stuff. I got Chris Patola, who usually joins us from CBS Sports Network, will be on. I'm going to make a few calls around the old association. Hopefully some of these old fired-ass coaches will come on and talk about
members
the
of the association.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about the league a little bit. So, it should be fun. I hope you enjoy yourself on your days off
Thank
as well.
Thank you, sir.
As I look to my left, I see none other than the beautiful faces of Dan Bernstein and Barry Ross.
You brought back Tornado Lady, who was on our show a couple years ago. I love one of my favorite people ever, Tornado Lady. That damn stupid-ass tornado. Absolutely adore her. And
she's one of the greatest.
You know what? Last night, there was so much showing of ass on social media regarding...
More so than usual.
But that was really... It's the difference between what people don't understand. Back when we were growing up, and it was just 2, 5, 7, 9, 11, 32, 44 broadcasting. WGN has a broadcast responsibility. They're not just some little tiny channel that you go to when you want your Cubs.
Yes.
They're a broadcaster, and there are lives in danger.
Yeah, sorry people might die, and you might miss a Chris Bryant home run. But we apologize in advance in case you miss a Chris Bryant home run.
I was amazed at the, not the backlash, but even the people who sacked up and was like, yeah, I did that, and damn it, this is why I did it. A guy, and I didn't point it out at the time, and one of our texters did, but a guy had the nerve to say how much he pays for Comcast cable.
Yeah, that's right. He pays $200-$300 a month.
What? What the hell does that have to do with anything?
See, it's interesting because I had, this was me last night. I was oblivious to this social media thing.
Well, as soon as WGN put the tweet out pretty much telling people, don't be idiots, we have to do this.
That's how you know. That's how you know they're getting absolutely pounded.
Well, but here's what happened to me. It was like, I did what everybody could be able to do and should do, which is that, oh, they're taking the game away from my TV. I will listen to the radio call. And I put it on my phone in the At-Bat app. I went out on my porch and I listened to the game on the radio. Because what the hell? They've decided something else is more important.
Because they're a normal
human
being.
Because it is more important.
Correct.
It's not them deciding it.
But what I mean is, rather than bitch about the inconvenience of something, just
go
get it another way if you still want that.
Which you enjoy better from your balcony, the White Sox fireworks, which you don't get very often, or lightning in the distance and a big storm?
Well, lightning in the distance.
Well, what you did was sort of true to your nature that rather than curse the darkness, you lit a candle.
Correct.
So that was you.
There it is.
You made that call, and that's beautiful. Some would rather.
That is the
Burns.
some would rather curse the darkness and enjoy cursing the darkness and get more out of that.
Well, people like to curse the darkness.
Yeah, that is the essence of Matt Spiegel.
Well, trust me, you just light a candle instead, and there you go. But I was, and the thing is, too.
The next 3 days, you can curse the darkness on this show.
I usually do lots of it.
Jason, while I'm sitting next to you, I'm usually cursing the darkness.
I did notice that it did start to run long, and there was a time when you had an urgency and an emergency, and then Mark Sapelsa did a really good job, because once Skilling has the floor, you're full tilt boogie Skilling at that point.
I'll tell you, it's really exciting. There's like 59,000 feet tops in these clouds. It's so exciting. Look at how tight the barometer's going crazy. This is fast. I'll tell you, fellas, this is fascinating.
I never knew anyone did a Skilling.
Look at the radio guy here. Dropping it on us.
Who was the other guy in Steve Harvey's sport coat?
The
with the jeans.